This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio a great friend of mine, a man that's been my friend since 1990. That's about 26 years ago. I met this servant by the name of Paul Cruz, and I've never met a man that is more serving than Paul. And Paul serves his pastor. He serves other people around him. And he is, he is just a great servant. And I love Paul Cruz. And he's on today here on the Homebound Watch. Paul is in leadership at Calvary Cathedral, my home church in Fort Worth, Texas, where Bob Nichols is the pastor. He's been there for 51 years. And I know that Paul has served Pastor Bob Nichols in the church for many, many years. And carrying men of God's bags, picking them up at the airport, doing whatever he can to be a blessing. Paul, it's good to have you on, and we want to talk today about homebound people or people that are confined. And your area of ministry is homebound because I know that you have a ministry at a nursing home, and you and I call this group of people the forgotten generation. So many, I'm not putting a blanket on the whole situation, but I know that there are people in the nursing home that have been placed there and for all manner and purposes have been forgotten. They very seldom get a visit from their family member. They very seldom get a visit from a friend. Many of them, have dementia or, some type of problem. And I know that we're talking today to other homebound people. I know that there are people that physically cannot get out, or, I know of people that have agoraphobia. They have so too many phobias to even leave their house. And so they're homebound. But what we're talking today is a ministry I know that is really in your heart. And that is a ministry to nursing homes there in Fort Worth, Texas. Tell us a little bit about that, Paul.
Well, Bill, it's like you were saying earlier. I've kind of picked up that saying that you just mentioned a while ago to the audience is, the forgotten generation. And so many of them are basically taken into these nursing homes and just basically, just dumped, if that's the word, what we want to say, and, and are forgotten. And there's so much history in our nursing homes. And I found that when we've gone into these places, we're running into pastors and pastors' wives and missionaries, that even these men and women of God that have served the Lord for so many years, even they themselves have been forgotten, even by the church. So we go in there and tell them, you still have worth and you still have value as far as God is concerned. And that's something that he dropped into my spirit. He said, these people still have worth and they have value to me, even though our society here in America doesn't see that. We're reach a certain age and it's like, okay, then, your worth and value has diminished and we no longer need you. So, basically we're going to put you out to pasture and, we'll move on to the younger folk. But, there are so many that are in these nursing homes that are in that type of situation that we go in and we just love on them. And we just tell them, I said, said God has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. Like one translation that says he hasn't turned his back on you, and that God still loves you. So we just go in there sharing the love of God, and we do church services for them, and we do praise and worship. It's a tremendous ministry.
Yeah, it is.
I've checked the websites here, so many websites here on the churches. Now, there are individual groups that may go in, but I have yet to find a ministry that's backed by the church here in our area that's listed on their website. And as far as I know, Calvary Cathedral here is the only one that has a listed ministry on its website for the nursing home.
Wow, that is amazing. And somewhat shocking, I would say, that is happening. And I guess that's why the Holy Spirit just dropped it in my heart. It's the forgotten generation. And even, like you say, even so many churches have no particular sponsored ministry where they are sending their leaders into the nursing home. And I guess we've diminished the value of these older people, and I know that it's shocking and sad to me when even former pastors and men and women that have given their lives for the gospel, the church, are placed in these places and seemingly forgotten. I think the church needs to repent over that. In fact, in Jesus' name, I just set myself in agreement with you of repentance that we as churches or Christians have forgotten people that are homebound, particularly in the nursing homes. Paul, that's a great ministry. How did you get involved? Did you pioneer this ministry? How did you get involved in it?
Well, we had Evangelist Rodney Howard Brown came in 2005, I believe it was, and they were going out and doing some street witnessing and going into the nursing homes. And right toward the end of it, I was able to go into a couple of nursing homes. And the very last one we went into, as I came out and was driving home, I basically got a challenge from the Lord. And the Lord asked me, he said, will you run with this? And I was, God, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. And he said, will you run with this? Mm-hmm. And I knew that he wanted me to take up this ministry and wanted me to run with this. And he ministered to me out of Matthew 25, where he says, I think back in verse 34 where it starts, where he talks about, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in prison, you visited me, when I was sick. And that's how it basically all came, together. Mm-hmm. And I just took a step of faith and said, okay, I'm going to do this. If this is what you want me to do. Little did I know that out of simply saying yes, the tremendous miracles and things that have taken place in these nursing homes that we go into, what was on the other side of that, that obedience by just simply saying, yes, Lord, I'll do that.
Yeah. Well, how long ago was that?
That was, we celebrated our 10 year anniversary, this past August of 2015, so we've been doing it now for about 10 years.
You've been going into the nursing homes for 10 years.
Yes, sir.
Wow,
absolutely.
Well, Paul Cruz, I salute you and those people. I'm sure that you have a team of people that goes with you and ministers there. 10 years, we give a lot of honor to different people on church staff or church ministry teams or leadership teams. But today I want to give honor to you, for the Bible tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. And I want to give honor to you for your faithfulness to serve in nursing homes for 10 years. I've been on 15 months, and I've never heard anybody say that they have a ministry. We call them lots of times. We used to call them shut-ins. They were in their homes and they were shut in. They couldn't get to church.
Right.
And people are shut in. They can't. They may be shut in a nursing home. They may be shut in the confines of their own home. There may be people that are listening today that they're homebound because they have a son or a daughter that is homebound. They're having to take care of them, or maybe their mother, father. Maybe they'd like to go to church this Sunday, but they can't, because they're taking care of their mother or father or sister or brother or someone that is shut in or confined, homebound.
Yeah.
And I just believe there's a, you know, my heart just burns inside of me right now, Paul, as we visit today, just to know that there are people in places today that feel like they really have been forgotten. Or, you know, right. I'm here, nobody understands. Or is anybody going to come and see me today? You know, you know, my sister is about 10 years older than me, and my brother-in-law passed away not too long ago in a nursing home. And my sister took care of him as long as she could. Then the nursing home was only two blocks away. But, you know, I try to call her most every night now that she's living by herself. And you know, she talks about things. And, you know, my day has been so full, and my day has been so filled with activity. But you know, she's been home alone. And I guess waiting for my call, my encouragement. And I guess that's the way, you know, probably primarily she's homebound, not entirely. And I believe that's the way it is in the nursing home. You got people there, I'm sure, that wait, that anxiously await, anticipate your arrival every week because they may not have had a visitor or may not have anybody to say hello or check in on them. And I just think you're doing a great work, Paul. How often do you go to the nursing home?
Yeah, we are in one particular nursing home. We're in every other Saturday, and then we're into various different nursing homes in between. To be honest with you, it is a ministry that is so desperately needed, and it's something that I could do every day, going to a nursing home where you know, there's not much ministry going on in there. And, you know, they're when I talk to activities directors, you know, and you go in and visit with these residents, they're so desperate and they're just so hungry. And, you know, for visitations, but, you know, we're finding that and seeing that, you know, when we get in and start ministering to them, you know, that the hunger that they have, and it'll bring back memories when they were young and when they went to church. And, you know, you hit on something really key earlier when you were talking that, you know, how they miss us. And that's true. If for some whatever reason, conflict of scheduling, we're not able to make it in, and then we go back in a couple of weeks later, they're still like, oh, we're so glad you're here. We've missed you. And, you know, we couldn't wait for you to get back in.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we come in and, you know, we're bringing life into that place.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe we're going straight right into the enemy's territory, and, you know, bringing the life of God in there and just loving on them and ministering on them and telling them, you know what, God still loves you.
Yeah.
God loves you so much.
Yeah.
And it's just something that's just a thrill to our heart. And to my team, you know, it's such a blessing for us. We get such a blessing going out there and ministering to them, and we get more blessed coming out of there. And we have developed relationships with some of these residents.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go home, you know, to their eternal home back, you know, into heaven, that you know, we get saddened by that. We've had six of our most faithful residents that have attended some of our services that were there.
Uh-huh.
Have passed within a month and a half, and you know, we miss them.
Yeah.
But you know, we know that they're in heaven because, you know, we always make sure that we know that we always present the gospel to them, and we give them that opportunity to accept Christ as their Savior. Because, you know, we have found that going into these nursing homes, that, you know, we could be there one Saturday or one day during the week and go back in, and that particular resident that we talked to, ministered, gave the opportunity to accept Christ, well, they have since went on to their eternal home.
Yeah.
So it's a very fulfilling and rewarding ministry.
Yeah.
I encourage the team, you know, to you know, talk to them, touch them, hug them, you know, hold their hand, just because so many of them long, you know, just a touch, you know, from another human being, or simply stop and say hello, you know, and ask, how are you doing? You know, even that makes a big impact on their lives.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I agree, Paul. And, you know, that I know this is a much needed ministry, because there's people that are in nursing homes. We used to call them, when I was a boy, rest homes. but nursing homes that they've never accepted Jesus. And I'm thankful that you go in, give them an opportunity to accept the Lord. And that's an amazing, that is an evangelistic field right there, even though so many people would not consider it to be so.
Yes, sir. You know, we do so many other things that, you know, other places doesn't do, and it really floors, or it's really surprising to the staff at the nursing homes. I mean, we've done cookouts for the facilities where we'll invite the entire staff and their whole families for the wow. facility. We'll have food that'll get donated, and we mm-hmm. go into this place and do a cookout. Mm-hmm. Well, that also gives us an opportunity to enlarge the net. Mm-hmm. So then when we get in there, and then that gives me an opportunity to minister the gospel and throw out the net and present the gospel and give an altar call. We did one last summer where we had nearly 250 people came out. I'm not 250, excuse me, about 120 people came out, including family members and staff. We had a tremendous altar call at the end of it, you know, after we fed them, and that just opened the door for us to present the gospel.
Yeah.
We do giveaways at the end of our services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have one of our faithful members of our church that makes their own scarves and half lap blankets.
Uh-huh.
And we tell them when they come in, you know, you have to be present to win. You just can't come in, grab a ticket, and then leave and come back at the end of the drawing. No, you need to sit through our service.
Uh-huh.
Because at the end of each service, we give the altar call. And we've done water baptisms. We'll do communion services.
Oh, it's amazing.
We just don't do the typical things that where people like, I like to call, where they do the hit and run, or basically make a little notch on the belt, say, okay, we've done this for today,
uh-huh.
and boom, they're out. No, yeah. Calvary goes in, and, you know, we develop relationships with our residents, and we go in there and just love on them. And we'll do all these things that a lot of other places don't do, and it is such a tremendous blessing to the nursing homes. They're just so surprised that we mm-hmm. have never seen a church or any place that comes in and just doesn't want anything and just wants to be a blessing to the residents. And it's such an opportunity that we have found so much favor when we go into these nursing homes that the word of mouth starts spreading. You know, we've had tremendous miracles take place. We've had, you know, residents in wheelchairs that have been wheelchair bound for years, and during the service, well, you know, they'll be healed and they'll be up and walking. We had one particular resident that was raised from her deathbed that was dying.
Uh-huh.
We've had deliverances in our nursing homes. It's a tremendous opportunity, and
praise
it's
God.
Just God has just given us so much favor that it's just awesome.
That is amazing. I'm encouraged and I'm blessed by what you're saying today, Paul. And I've known that you've been going to the nursing homes there in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex now for some time. I didn't realize you've been going there for 10 years, and I didn't realize all the ministry that you have afforded you, and you know, doing communion, having water baptism, salvation calls, loving on them, being able to feed them, and also minister to the nursing home staff, because I know that is very, very important, because most of those, particularly women that work there, are minimum income. I know there a lot of them there. Probably trying to support, maybe having two or three jobs, trying to support children in a fatherless home, and I know that is a ministry opportunity itself. I just believe that the forgotten generation needs to be turned around, and I'm so yeah. thankful that you're in there. And you know, we're just giving a call today. There's a lot of people who say, "Well, I wish I had a ministry. I wish I had somewhere to preach. I wish I could take my instrument in and sing." And yet, I mean, there's opportunities there, aren't there, Paul?
Dale, there are so many opportunities. You know, it's when I talk to other ministers that come in when a pastor has come in to preach from the pulpit, they'll find out that we have the nursing home ministry and that I'm
mm-hmm.
over that
mm-hmm.
that ministry, and they'll say, you know, that's where I got my start. That's where I got my start.
Yeah.
That's where I started, was out there in the nursing homes.
Uh-huh.
And it is. There is such an open door for that to happen, for churches or individuals to go in and just
Yeah.
Just to start there, uh-huh. I mean, it is tremendous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So if someone wanted to start a ministry in a nursing home or nursing homes, what would be the proper progression there? How do they get started?
Well, the thing that what they would need to do is get in contact with that particular nursing home and then talk with their activities director. And I would say, you know, pray first and, you know, get a plan together and, you know, whether you want to start or implement a Bible study or if you want to go in and do, you know, what we're doing, you know, full-blown church services. And just talk to them and just share with them what's on your heart and what you would like to do. I found out that by law here in the state of Texas that, the nursing homes are required to meet what we call a spiritual need. And, so with that in mind, you know, it's very easy to go in and just say, hey, you know, I'd like to start a Bible study or want to bring some people in you know, just visit with the residents and pray with them and you'll find that, you know, just like as we go out on the streets, how easy it is to get into these facilities.
Mm-hmm.
But I would first contact the activities director and meet with them, make an appointment. I wouldn't just show up,
mm-hmm.
but make an appointment and just share your heart and mm-hmm. just say, hey, look, this is what we'd like to do.
Well, we're going to pray that they will, that people will respond, people that are listening. They'll go to, you know, pastors will respond and say, hey, we've got to do this and make an appeal to their congregation, share the need. And I believe we have a crisis on our hands, Paul, in America, because, you know, euthanization is becoming more prevalent all the time. It's kind of like it's under the radar. We don't hear much about it, but euthanasia is starting to take place in America, and I believe in some places it's starting to excel because, you know, people somehow feel that when individuals get older, they have a little self-worth, and why not euthanize them? But I don't believe that. I believe that we're to live all of our days until, you know, the Lord has our days numbered. We're to live out those days.
That's right.
And we need to be able to encourage and strengthen and help the elderly people that are homebound, particularly those, of course, that we're praying about in the nursing home. So I want you to say a prayer, if you will. I'm going to turn on some prayer music. I want you to pray, if you will, that the Holy Spirit will touch people that are listening to this broadcast today.
Amen.
And that their hearts will burn concerning this forgotten generation. And however you want to pray there, and you pray, and I'm gonna play some prayer music today.
Okie doke, my friend.
All right, go for it.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that even now, today, as this broadcast is going to be aired, Lord, that as individuals are listening to this radio broadcast from Brother Dale, Lord, that right now that you're moving on the hearts of your people, Father God, Lord, that they would go into these facilities, go into these nursing homes, and Lord, that they would go in encouraging these residents, Father God, that yes, Lord, that they still have worth, that they still have value, and Lord, that you see that's important, Father, in Jesus' name. And yes, Father God, Lord, that they would go in there and just share the love of God. And more importantly, Lord, that they would know beyond the shadow of a doubt that they are saved, that they're born again, and that their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, I ask that you would touch this listening audience, Father, in Jesus' name, and the Lord, that you would place it on their hearts to start their own ministry there, that they would go into these nursing home facilities. And as we've discussed before, minister to this group that we've called the forgotten generation, because many of them have been forgotten.
Yeah.
Many of them have been tossed aside. Many of them have been just put on a shelf and said, you know, you've exhausted your worth and value, and now's your time just to basically get out of the way and just sit on the sidelines and watch life go by. For many of them go into these places, Father God, knowing that they'll never come back out again, Father, in Jesus' name. Or that when they go into these facilities, Father God, that they're bringing life in, they're bringing Jesus in, and that they're bringing hope.
Yes, Lord.
And they're bringing love, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father, I thank you, Lord, right now, Lord, that they'll be obedient to the call, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I thank you for a revival in the nursing homes, Father.
Yes.
A revival, God.
Yes.
A revival, and I thank you for signs and wonders and miracles, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for laborers that will go into these nursing homes, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you'll equip these teams to go in there, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you'll take them straight into the enemy's camp, Father God. And Lord, that you'll populate heaven in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for these workers. We thank you, Lord, for these ministers of the gospel that are going to go into these nursing homes, Father, in Jesus' wonderful name.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for what you are going to do and what you're about to do in these nursing homes, Father.
Yes.
In the name and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah. And Father, I just bless Paul Cruz and those from Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas, that go out every week ministering in these nursing homes in Fort Worth, Texas. I speak a blessing upon them. Paul Cruz has been going out for 10 years. I bless he and his wife, Rhonda. I bless the team of people that are going into these nursing homes with Paul. And I thank you for Pastor Bob Nichols that has this vision to reach out to these nursing homes. I pray in Jesus' name that pastors that are listening today will respond and say, yeah, we're going to do this, and we're going to respond. And people that are listening will say, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to follow a procedure, and I'm going to go and reach out to these people in Jesus' name. And I bless you, Paul. I know that when you get to heaven, people are going to be coming up saying to you, hey, remember me? And you say, well, your face looks familiar, because they'll be young again. and they'll say, you came and you visited me.
Amen.
You know, it's so important. Gina and I were talking just last night about, you know, she was not raised in a Christian family, a Christian home. And we were talking about a family, a Nash family in Walters, Oklahoma. They lived out in the country, and they came and asked Jean if she would like to go to church with them, the Nazarene Church. She said yes. Mm-hmm. And so they asked her parents, can your daughter go to church? And she had nine brothers and sisters, and they asked them if they wanted to go to church, and none of them, I guess, that were old enough wanted to go. But every Sunday she would go to the Nazarene Church. And this family picked her up. Sometimes she'd go and have lunch with them and their two children. And I just said, well, Gene, when you get to heaven, you just look up this couple and say, do you realize that you invited me to church? I came to know Jesus, and I got married, and my husband and I were in ministry all those years and got to minister to so many people. Thank you so much. And I believe that's what they're going to do for you, Paul. They're going to come up and say,
amen,
thank you so much for coming and visiting me there in the nursing home. You cared. You reached out. You loved me and cared for me. So I bless you now. If people want to get in touch with you to get more information, how do they do that?
They can call our church office here at Calvary Cathedral. The number is 817-332-1246. And they can ask for me by name, or they can just ask for the nursing home minister. And I would be more than happy to help them and, you know, lead them and guide them and, you know, in the direction if they want to get any, start up a ministry there in the nursing homes and just help them through.
Oh, that's great.
You know, Dale, I'm believing God for 99 laborers here in the city in our Metroplex area, so we can go in and just turn this city upside down.
Yeah.
And I just want to plant teams in these nursing homes and say, okay, you're here and there, and put one over here and there, and then just go through. So, anyway, just give a call to the church, and we'll take it from there.
Give me that number one more time.
That number is 817-332-1246 at Calvary Cathedral here in Fort Worth, Texas.
And I appreciate your faithfulness, Paul. And I know that you had some health challenges, a couple of years ago. And I guess you could have stepped aside at that point, but you refused to do that. And I know recently you lost your brother, Lewis, who's a great friend of mine also, and who died suddenly. And he was a great servant, too. But I love you and your family. I salute you. And, yeah, thank you for your friendship. And thank you for serving Gene and I so many, many times when we drove up to Calvary Cathedral. There you were, ready to carry our Bible. And that's what a true servant is. And I bless you now. Look forward to having you back, giving us some more reports before too long. And thanks for being on today, Paul Cruz.
God bless you, Dale.
Talk to you later.
God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Say thanks for the things you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
my head. And failure knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done. And that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know. Struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone. I believe I'm hanging on your every word.
standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gonna keep standing on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation. Just a sinner purchased by your scars. And I know that I'm not perfect, but Jesus, you are, you are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, Jesus, you are.
first name I whisper in the morning. And you are on my lips when I say good night. You are Jesus, you are. Whoa, whoa. Jesus, you are. You are. Jesus, you are. You are. Jesus, you are.